Welcome, welcome, welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Streaming live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Also, you can download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. I know many people say, well, I can't get your show. I don't know how to get on, especially if I miss you live on the air. Remember, we stream live on the web once again, www.wwgh1071.com. And if you take the time to download that free app, I know all of you know about apps, and it's called TuneIn on any electronic device, your telephone or, I don't know, I'm not a gadget person, but, you know, your computers at home or your cell phones or what other electronic devices you may have, and search WWGH. Then you will have the opportunity to listen to the many shows that we offer here on our station. Also, at this time, I would like to share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 309 Suite A, North Main Street, here in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, address 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. 740-262-0939, and they are in LaRue, Ohio. Let me go back just one second to Logos Christian Ministries. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce market every second Saturday of every month, and that is this Saturday. So mark your calendars. Time, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Location, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. No appointment or pre-registration or paperwork required. Just show up and provide your name and number of people in your family. Remember, that is this Saturday. You know, I always share a thought for today with you, and I used this thought yesterday, but I thought I'd bring it back today. And it is, success is no accident. It is hard work, perseverance, learning, studying, sacrifice, and most of all, you have to love and have love of what you are doing. And my guest today is Thunderbolt Patterson. He's been in our area for a couple weeks now, but today he's my guest. And I know he is a person of hard work, so I thought I'd leave this thought for today for him. And
Heaven high there, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry, my phone went off here.
That's okay. That happens every now and then. So, Thunderbolt Patterson, for those of you who are listening to A Voice of a People today, how are you?
Well, very good. Very good. And you?
I'm doing fine.
It's just an honor for you to have me on your show.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. I met you at the fair the other day, and thank you for asking me to come on your show.
Yeah, I didn't know you was going to be available, and Scott said you was, and yes. I had this day open, so why not,
well,
right?
Well, thank you so much, yes.
Not every day you get to meet a legend.
Oh, well, just passing through.
Great. I'm sure we're glad to have you here in our city of Marion, Ohio. How have you been enjoying your stay?
Real good. This has been one of the best 4th of July. I slept my whole birthday.
Did you? When was your birthday?
My birthday was the 8th.
Okay.
I slept all day long. All day long. They had a party at Scott's house, and I didn't even know they was there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I really have enjoyed my stay.
Oh, I guess so. They put you to sleep, huh?
Yeah. Well, no, no,
running you around.
Huh? It's just a long story.
Okay.
From coming, getting to here.
That's true. So, that's true. I understand. So tell me a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your past.
Well, I mean, I wrestled all over the country. Because
I don't know you. Where were you born in
Iowa,
that kind of
Waterloo,
stuff?
Iowa.
Oh, I know some people. You know anything about Iowa? I know some people
right over there. It ain't far.
Okay.
Yeah, Waterloo, Iowa. And I started wrestling in 1965.
Oh.
And it's all history. Yeah, after that.
How many belts or titles did you possess?
It's a long story. I had all they would give me the opportunity to get at. But it's like, I had a long story about it. I was blackballed earlier.
Really?
They say I talk too much for one thing, but I try to stand up for what's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't bend. I mean, I try to help people. And I'm concerned about some of the issues that's going on today.
Right. I think a lot of people are, you know. And I did go on the website to look up some information about you, and I saw that you had stood up for, is it the union or?
Oh, yes.
I wrestlers.
I graduated from the Labor Institution in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And I worked on one of the largest campaigns ever been in Atlanta, the Justice for Janitors campaign.
Okay.
But I actually worked out of industry union department with the Reverend James Orange, and I worked with him doing all of the different unions, the textile, the electricians, the rubber workers, all of them. They utilized who I am, and we done quite well.
Well, great. So you live in Atlanta at this time, or
you're still in Iowa? I'm in Atlanta.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So how long have you been there?
In Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a long story now. Just
give me a little bit.
Well, I went to Atlanta first in 72.
Okay.
And then I left and went places and so forth. But then I went back. I lived for the last 8 years. Well, no, for the last 4 years, I've been back up here.
Okay.
And been in Atlanta. But 8 years, I bought a place in Macon. I lived in Macon, Georgia, out in the country there. And then the last 4 years, my oldest daughter asked me to come up and help take care of her mother, old-timers, and
all right. Atlanta. My people are from Georgia area.
From Georgia?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
what
my
part?
Mother and my father. Like Washington, Georgia, Rail, Georgia.
Okay.
I think that's a little east of, mm-hmm. southeast mm-hmm. of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get home often?
Not like I used to, believe it or not. I lived there for 6 years.
Okay.
And I moved back, back home. But mm-hmm. my sister just, she was here for our family reunion. We just had that this weekend. She left
Sunday.
Well,
that's a real deep point at family. That family point is something that we really need a lot of work on.
Yes, it is. Togetherness.
Yes, ma'am.
And learning who your people
ma'am.
Are, where you come from, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
getting along.
Just getting along. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, getting mm-hmm. along. So it was one of our biggest that we've had in a long time, but it was just so much love there, and it was really overwhelming.
It just really was.
Yeah.
Jesus is nothing but love.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And besides, I don't want to move too fast, but... During your history and your past wrestling, I was trying to think what era you was in, because my dad loved it. My father loved wrestling.
I was all over. California, Texas. I was up here in the 68 and 70, 68, 69, around that time.
Where the Coliseum?
All over. Out to Fairground. The building we was in the other day?
Yeah, the Coliseum.
Right there, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
And Detroit and Florida, Australia.
All right. I remember Sweet Daddy Siki and Buddy Rogers.
Yes, yeah. My dad. Brazil.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember him. My dad used to go. He used to take me sometimes to wrestling at the Marion County Coliseum. Yeah, so to me, it's an honor to meet you.
Thank you.
Really didn't follow it much, but every now and then I do watch wrestling. You know, my mother was a fan of wrestling, too. Mm-hmm. And so what do you hope to work on for your future?
Well, believe it or not, ma'am, I threw my hat in the race today for governor.
What race for governor? Oh,
yes,
really?
Ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
That's big.
I've been hearing things and talked with a few people, and it's time for a little change. And I think that I can help.
Well, we need people that can help.
Well, I mean, everybody needs some help.
Yes, we do.
First of all, people got to stand up and get registered and vote.
And vote.
You know, and you know, we must come together.
Yes.
We're too divided. Mm-hmm. And we have a tendency to just take anything, believe anything anybody tell you, and knowing that it's lies or wrong or whatever, but still, we still believe what people that try to want us to believe, not what we know ourselves
to be not true.
Mm.
But we'll go along with it anyway.
Mm. If you go along with something, you go with anything. Huh? If you go along with it, you know, you just don't make sense.
For something, that's
don't
right.
stand for something, you go along with anything.
You'll fall for anything.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's what we're you think that's the day we're living in today?
Oh, hey, don't you know? And it hasn't just started.
No.
It's been going on for a long time.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm bad on names now. But the gentleman had a show today, just started back.
Satch?
Yes.
Satch,
I mean,
okay.
He was right on point.
Uh-huh.
And I decided, you know, to just take a little break, run home and get some stuff, and come on back up here and do a little politicking.
Oh, okay.
Try to help some people.
We need help.
Well,
we need help.
I'm here to help.
I believe it because you really fought hard for that union for workers, people that was wrestling.
That union. I mean, we didn't get it.
We didn't get that.
I mean, those promoters just shut us completely down.
Oh, they did.
Me,
uh-huh.
I was blackballed.
Okay,
I couldn't get no work nowhere. But I went all over. Working with different unions. I graduated from the labor union in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
a college graduate, and I won a lot of cases. But, you know, it's all about that money, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got to make that money, and it's just got to a place now where everything that, most of the things mm-hmm. that were standing for something or good, you know, money pollutes people, and corruption. And people just turn and make bad decisions instead of quality decisions. They choose to. They know they're gonna get caught, but they don't care. And the way it seems to me now mm-hmm. is, mm-hmm. whatever they tell you, they want you to believe it. Too many lies out there, man. They lying on you and lying on themselves and everything, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't know what to believe.
Without batting an eye.
Come
right?
on.
just like you pick up the paper. Well, you know, it started maybe a couple years back when the phrase came out, fake news. So whatever you hear, whatever you read is not true.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, what is truth then?
Yes.
What have we done with truth?
Yes.
If I have to believe what's coming out of a person's mouth, I can't believe the news media. I can't believe magazines that I pick up and read, you know. Mm-hmm. Why? Because maybe talking about you, and so whatever said about you, you don't want no one to believe that it's true.
Right, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and now you hear a lot of people saying, well, that's fake news. That's not true. Okay. But what I see is the things that are not true, like you say, they believe it.
They get the thing that are not true, they get the praise.
Yeah,
if you're truthful,
the
hey, they're going to put you down.
That's true. That's true. And they'll stand on it and stand behind it.
So, you know, there's no other way to look at it, and there's no other way to call it anything. What's bad? The devil.
Yes, evil.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I
mean, there's no in between. There's no good there. There's truth,
mm-hmm.
and there's facts.
Right.
Those facts can be changed mm-hmm. with the truth, but they want you what they tell you, and want you to believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want you to believe. You ain't supposed to know nothing for yourself.
Ooh, that's scary. You think?
Well, is that the way it is? Or where it's been?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, I don't work like that, though. I don't. I'm not easily persuaded as to what people tell me necessarily
well,
true.
No, that's what,
I'm going to find out for myself.
I hear you. I like that.
You know, I'm going to find out for myself. Yes. Even if I got to go there.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Or read it or look it up, you know, like I looked you up today. I'm like, because I don't like to be just go to a person and don't know anything, you know.
I'm sorry, man. My phone is just trying to, I guess I need to shut it on off. I'll get back to this later
on. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. It's okay.
Okay. It won't happen again.
All right. So, and that usually happens when you don't do it, then people want to just keep calling you and texting you and stuff. But a lot of times when I turn mine down, nobody bothers me. But as long as it's on, somebody's going to call unexpectedly, you know. And I'm sure we're all used to that type of thing. But
anymore, hopefully.
Okay. Yeah. Like we're talking about truth, you know, and I also do, I cover vast areas on my program, and the Word of God is the only truth that we really have, and a lot of people wants to discredit that, too.
Well, let me let all you politicians, all of you so-called haters, all of you people that got a problem,
mm-hmm.
if that's the case, you got a problem with me.
Right.
I'm standing on the Word, and if I don't know, I'm not going to tell you,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not going to go along with somebody just to get along. And if it ain't about Jesus to me, it ain't about nothing. That's where
true.
I'm coming from. Now, y'all say y'all don't, say you can't say this, I can't say that, but you can talk about the devil, you can do all other type of nasty things,
mm-hmm.
lying and cheating and mistreating women and killing each other, and I can't talk about my God? Come on now. I'm gonna shout it from the highest top wherever I go.
Right.
Nobody but Jesus. And I appreciate you, ma'am, for a godly woman. That's precious, that ma'am.
Thank you. God bless.
that's
no
very rare,
to me.
Ma'am. That's rare.
Yeah, God chooses His own people. That's for sure.
All right.
And then. He takes care of them.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Yes, He does.
I'm a living witness, ma'am. I'm a living witness.
I see. All right.
I've been through the rain and I've been through the storm.
Yes, definitely.
But still standing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. And nobody but Jesus has kept me.
Okay. He's a keeper.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He's a keeper.
Yes.
So you have any children?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. As I was saying, My oldest daughter just passed.
The one
that just called me to come to Atlanta to help take care of her mother.
Mm-hmm.
She passed about 4 weeks ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. And I have two other daughters.
Okay.
One in Texas and one there. Mm-hmm.
Grandchildren?
I got about 8 grandkids and I might have 15 great grandkids.
Okay.
But you know, but that's another piece there. That's another piece that has really, really opened my eyes up a lot. Cause I was like an outsider coming back in. You know, my daughter called to help, and for me to help, and her and I, we done the brunch of it. You know, cause when she called me, she said, "Daddy, I want to keep Mama at home." And I tried to do all I could to help her do that.
Right.
But then you have family members don't know how to act. You know, I mean, the grandkids, the great grand. Remember, I had one of my granddaughters to speak to me in a manner that I never had a man or a woman speak to me.
Oh, wow.
And I just had to get out of town. You know, I mean, it's just unreal, the disrespect. And I mean, and they want to take the advantage of the older, but what a blessing it was for me to get to know my oldest daughter for the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. I got to know her, got to know my other kids, and also their mama's people. So it was a blessing for me.
Well, great.
Yeah.
Great. That was fantastic.
It's so much. The family is the most important piece, and so many families just don't get along. They're greedy, money, and I mean just so many things. Most anything you can think of, family has that problem. Sibling rivals,
oh,
and
yes,
just
do.
So many things.
From the beginning
of
time.
It shouldn't be like that.
No, Cain and Abel, just them two.
Right.
You know, and Cain was jealous of Abel, and smote him and killed him.
Yes.
You know, so from the beginning of time, that rivalry has been, and I guess it will be until Jesus comes.
Yeah, well,
right?
Ma'am, he's on the edge of his seat.
Yeah,
y'all better get ready.
Woo!
You ready?
Yeah.
All right then. I like to hear.
I'm ready.
That's what I like
Amen.
To hear.
Amen. I was just telling a friend of mine, you know, we supposedly had died a long time ago to the flesh to accept Christ.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
So why should death bother us?
Right.
We should be walking as dead men, like dead men walking. Right? All right. Okay. In the world, but not supposed to be part of the world.
Right.
But
right.
We here.
Right.
You know, holding up that blood-stained banner.
All about the blood.
Yes, it is. All about the blood.
All about the
All
blood.
All about Christ.
They made a mistake, ma'am. They
did?
Made a mistake when they nailed him to the cross.
Okay.
When they said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men that want to come.
That's right.
You got a choice.
Okay.
And you better make a quality decision. And time is winding up.
I'm glad you said that. People have a choice.
That's right.
They can accept or reject. Right?
Which way are you going? Mm-hmm. You better know.
That's true.
You know, they want you to believe what they say. You better know that you know that you know. Better not leave no doubt. All
true.
That other mess don't even matter. Be right, come together, help somebody. Start treating people like you won't be treated. We need education. We need get rid of the bad preachers. There's some bad preachers out there too, ma'am. It's some bad preachers out there too.
Yes.
You heard me?
I heard. Yes,
I'm
I
just
heard
calling
that.
It like it is.
Right.
You know, in the name of Jesus.
True. That's
but,
true.
But I mean, but it's not all. Not all.
No.
It's like there's not all politicians are bad.
Right.
There's bad people in every, and there's good people in everything.
That's true.
It's like the police. You know, when we were kids or whatever, they say, if you don't be right, I'm calling police on you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that wasn't right. I mean, daddy should have took care of that when he got home. Or
that's
she should have went on and took care of it. You know?
That's true.
But that's fearing of the police. And then when it gets to the point where we don't know, our young kids and grown people don't know how to act when the police stop you. So, or say something to you. So, you know, it's something that we really, really need to look in, try to get some understanding. We need some understanding to better our condition.
I agree with you. The disrespect of some of our young people. I can't say all. No.
And I want to make it real clear. True. I want to make it real clear. Not everyone.
No.
It's haters, want to be what they're not, mm-hmm. and it's just plain troublemakers, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, that's be that as it may, they're going to be there. Turn them over to Jesus and let him have them and yeah. keep on going. That's all I can say. Mm-hmm. That's all I've ever done.
Wow. So when you declared that you were running for governor, did you have any response? Anybody respond to that?
Well, you got to ask them. Yeah, don't take my word for it.
I believe you.
hey, you had a few hits and things.
I saw it on Facebook. Yeah, I saw it. I knew you had.
Well, I never dreamed.
Mm-hmm.
Never thought about it.
Right.
But I've been through the storm and the rain. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been through a little something about a few things. And like I say, today to hear some of the problems. Now, I don't know them all.
Oh, no.
But I'm going to read, and I'm going to get some stuff together here in these next few months or so, and we're going to bring it on together. And, you know, it's good people. What do you say? Cream rise to the top.
Right.
And there's some good people here.
Oh, yeah.
And all right, so it's time for us to get together and do a little something.
That's true. That's
I want to help.
We need help.
Well, I want to help.
Everybody needs help. You know, yeah. We need help. And this day and age we're living in, this time, I'm telling you, we all need help. We all need prayer.
Oh, yes.
And we all need somebody to stand up with us and behind us. That's for sure. Like you said, the family.
Yes.
Your neighbors.
Yes.
You know, there should be love also between neighbors, you know.
Yes.
I'll watch your house.
Yes.
You watch my house when you know I'm not there.
Yes.
You know,
it's not quite like it used to be.
No, it's not quite like it used to be. I remember.
And, you know, and who needs a assault rifle?
I do now.
You do? No, Sugar, you don't need no assault rifle. No.
I mean, hey, everybody else seemed like
no,
they
but
got they, one.
But ma'am, no, we can't do it that way. Now, come on, now we got to break this down a little bit. Now, the guns are not killing people.
I know the it's people who, behind, the hand,
right?
The hands behind it,
but that's we got to try to keep them guns, them assault rifles and things out of their hands.
That's what I'm saying.
Now you need somebody to take care of you. You ain't got to be fussing, fighting with nobody.
Well, that's true. Let's hope not.
Okay.
But just in case, I don't want to be playing with them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, there's no laws against. Even though we thought something was going to happen, how the young people stood up and, you know, they're just tired of being assaulted in their schools where they're going to get an education, and mm-hmm. parents are their money is behind them. You know, so. Mm-hmm. I understood quite well why they were so upset.
Oh, sure.
You know, I don't want to go to my church and I got to worry about somebody coming
killing,
in there.
Right,
they
right,
feel
absolutely.
Like it, you know,
it shouldn't be like that. It just shouldn't be like that. But it's real. And what do we do about it? I mean, there's nothing wrong with a person having a gun to protect their family.
Yeah, that's right.
But there's no need in an individual having an assault rifle that they need in the army. You understand what I'm saying? Even going hunting.
Right.
You know, your shotgun, so you can only put 3 shells in it. You know, I mean, look how all them people got killed out there. And one man killed all them people.
That's true. Yeah, you're right about that. And that's what I mean. You just don't know what you might need in this time and era. You know, I know my brothers laugh at me too, but they'd be like, we're not letting you have a gun. No, say, Dad told us not to let you have a gun. So I try to honor my dad by not buying one. But I'm like, you know, when people like... The one thing I did not like about the young people who went to D.C. and stood their ground and told the nation how they felt about the atrocities that were going on in the schools and how their lives were being at risk every day. And I even heard Christians say that somebody had paid those kids to do what they were doing.
Everything, man, is all about that dollar.
I did not believe
everything.
That.
People,
think they paid them to do that?
Pardon?
You think that the youth were paid to do that?
Well, I mean, it's all about money. It's keep making it happen, you know. If the haters, you know, the situations are bad.
True.
Okay. But why aren't the politicians handling that? Straighten that out.
It's not that important.
Well, but
to them. Right, to them.
Their kids are not there. It's not that important to them.
That's right.
Well, everybody is important.
Yes.
See, that's the difference. I mean, you for me, with the Willie Lynch and all.
Yeah, I've heard about all those things.
Okay, well, I mean, it's divide and conquer.
Yes.
I mean, we're all was made equal. Supposed to be.
It's supposed to be.
Huh?
According to the word of God, we are.
Don't nothing else matter.
That's right.
And I mean, that's the only thing they're trying to take out, the word of God. You turn your TV on, you can see sex, you can see killing, you can see everything, but they don't want you.
Hmm. Right.
I got a Facebook. Mm-hmm. I was trying to pray for people and help people.
Mm-hmm.
And they gonna tell me what I can say and what I cannot say about Jesus. And you can come, anybody can put anything they want on my page.
Yeah, they do.
No. That's not right, though, man.
No,
that's the right. The American way need to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things is broke.
Yeah,
we can't get it great again until we fix it. Till we stop lying and start being right, treating people like you want to be treated.
Right.
Everybody has a mother. How can you down somebody's mama? A lady. Disrespect the lady.
Right.
Your mother, your children, your wife. How can you... Chauvinistic. Male chauvinistic. Been there long time.
That's true.
But, you know, y'all let it go on, too, now.
Well, I try not to.
Well, I'm just...
As a woman,
when I say ma'am, I'm not talking about you,
You're
now.
You're talking about the vast majority of women. I understand.
Yes, ma'am.
And I remember when that era came through, that rap session.
Oh, man.
That rap music, and it just... When I heard my daughter saying, well, my younger daughter saying, I'm a B and I'm a this, and I'm a like, oh, hold up
come
now.
Come on now. It's
them fighting words.
Unreal.
We didn't go down like that. You know, we didn't call each other out of
but
our name.
That wasn't just by chance.
I know.
All that was playing. All that is money.
Money.
Money and disrespect. What do we get? We don't have nothing but you queens.
True.
What else we get? They don't want to give you a job where you can't take care of them. Don't want to give you a fair pay. Don't want to let your kids get a good education.
Right.
And keep the chaos going.
That picture is not so pretty, is it?
Need fixing.
Yes. Justice for all. Liberty and justice for all.
Couldn't say it no better. And there's not too much more to say.
Right. And if you're going to stand for injustice, stand for all injustice.
But when you speak out, like we were speaking a while ago, if you speak out your opinion, we can't even have dialogues.
I know.
You're going to want to kill me because I got something. You don't like me because I don't agree with you.
Right.
Come on.
Right. That's true.
It's unreal.
That's true. You're right about that. You have to even be careful what kind. the questions you ask, because people are offended by questions.
Anybody can walk, not only elderly people, anybody can walk down the street, hard earn money. People knock you here, take your money, and kill you.
Yeah.
People walk up and kill you and don't even know you.
That's true. For no reason.
What is it coming to?
An end.
Say it again.
It's coming to an end.
Look out now.
It says in the Word of God,
look out now.
Men will wax worse and worse.
Come on now. Yes, sir. Yes, I thank you, Lord. I thank God for understanding.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's great.
You know, everybody has been out there, got skeletons in their closet, mm-hmm. and done what is not right.
Right.
But there come a time when you just have to understand that there is a God.
Yes.
And not only that, the Son of the living God mm-hmm. is in us.
Right.
Each and every one of us.
Right.
And all we have to do is be still, listen, because he'll talk to you, ma'am. I know you know that.
Oh, yes, I do.
I mean, he will carry you. He will keep you, ma'am.
Yes.
I mean, he will keep you when you know, when there's no way out, he'll take the whole roof off.
Yes, he will. I love that scripture about those friends who took their friend that was sick, laying in a bed.
Now.
That's right. And there were so many people in that house, they could not get to Jesus, and they took the roof
look
off
out,
and lowered him down through the roof. Now, yep. That was great faith, yeah. Wasn't it?
Ma'am, you know, Peter and James, right?
Uh-huh.
Went to the beautiful chase.
Right.
The hour of prayer.
Right.
And that was a man that had been from birth, mm-hmm. if my understanding is right, had somebody to bring him every day, just wanting this home, nothing but a penny.
Right.
And he just walked on a beautiful church.
Yes. Church called beautiful.
Beautiful yeah. church. And yeah. when they saw Peter and James, the man got the eye. Mm-hmm. But what did he tell him? Silver and gold I have none, but what I do have.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, man, that's enough for me.
Yeah, amen. Me
too. People talk about how do you believe? Why do you believe? Why you believe the stuff folks tell you and you don't know nothing about and you see it's wrong.
Right.
I'm going to stand on the word.
Amen, because it has withstood the test
of
time, and it's still standing.
Bring yourself on, girl.
And it's still standing.
Still standing.
Today. And they cannot refute not one word.
Not one word.
One dot or one tittle. They can't do anything with
it. You know, ma'am, I had 6 years' rights mm-hmm. of the William brothers still standing. Mm-hmm. And never did use it. But that's one of the things that I do now also, go into prisons. Ma'am, I got individuals that done 25 to 30 years, they can really blow.
I bet.
About the Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Praise and worship. When the blessings goes up, the praises come down. Understanding.
Yes.
The power. Do you realize how much power it is inside of a prison and all of their families outside? That family outside is just forgotten. No one there to see about them. No one to guide them. We only deal with what we know.
That's true.
And he right back at the same. So we got a lot to do.
Yes, we do have a lot to do.
And we got time to do it, but we ain't got no whole lot of time.
No, God says I have to do a quick work now.
Mm. Yes.
Yep, a quick work. So I'm like you. Everybody get ready.
Get ready, get ready, get ready.
Whether you believe it or not, he's
yes,
coming.
Yes, he's coming.
He's coming. He's definitely
he's
coming.
He's at the edge of his seat.
Yeah, Jesus. Well, I also, if you, I know there are people listening and you've been in our city for maybe a week or so. What piece of advice or wisdom would you like to leave to our youth?
First of all, I'm just speaking directly just to the youth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to talk about what the parents need to do and all that. And, but the youth need to try to stay in school as long as they possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they get certain ages, start acting up. They don't have to have you there. That was designed to keep you away from no education. You got to stop killing each other. You got to stop hating.
Right.
I mean, why? Well, I can see why you're a little bit bitter. But things gonna change.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to talk to people. You don't have to shoot them. I mean, you've got to try and get some understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Got to renew your mind. You got to humble yourself and be willing to accept a change,
mm-hmm.
and follow. Pay attention to your parents or pay attention to somebody that you believe in.
That's true. Yes.
Now, even if your parents are not doing right, somebody is out there that's trying to help you. That's what I understand that this station and you and the individuals that affiliate with this is all about. That's one of the reasons I'm so interested in coming back to help.
Okay.
They need more camps, more things for the kids to do.
Yes.
The teachers need more money. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, all of the things that is not happening is the things that suppress you.
Yes.
There's always been suppressors and suppressees.
Right.
They're going to keep on doing it as long as we let them.
Yeah, well, that needs to, we need, like you said, come together.
Hey.
It's
power. It's power in numbers.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's power and confidence, too.
Yes.
You know. And I know a lot of
people. Ma'am, you know, they talk about the three P's.
Okay.
The power.
Power.
The provision.
Provision.
And the preparation.
Preparation.
Purpose. No. But they forget about the presence.
Hmm.
The presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
What a feeling it is to know that you know that God is with you.
Yes.
And he's with everybody.
Yes, he is.
It's up to you to accept him.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
And just getting a little understanding. It can change. It can change.
Yes. So out of all you're getting, get understanding.
Get understanding.
Get understanding.
Whatever you do.
That's true. Don't go off half cocked.
On nothing. Slow down.
Yeah.
Slow down.
And yeah. That's a good word right there. Slow down.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's running so fast.
Moving
trying to get
fast.
To where they want to go, you know.
Slow down. And ain't going nowhere.
And trampling on other people trying to get there.
Yeah, start all over.
I was talking to my grandson earlier, and he was telling me about some things he wish he had done. I said, well, you know, it's not too late. You still on top of it. On top of the ground.
Yes, ma'am.
You're not buried yet.
Hey,
you young
yes, ma'am.
Man, 30 years old.
Yeah.
What's
ma'am,
what's stopping
you ain't
you?
Got no 30-year-old grandson.
Yeah. He's 29,
God been good
I
to
think.
You.
29?
Yeah, God been good to you.
Yeah.
God's good.
Yeah, he is good. He preserved his saints now.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, he does. Perseverance.
Mm.
But anyway, I was letting him know it ain't over yet.
It
you're still
over.
Alive.
Hey.
If you want to do that, go do that.
Do it.
You know,
that's
just
right.
Make a plan and work your plan. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do. I'm fortunate to have...
Blessed.
Yes, blessed.
Highly
to have my grandson, 29 years old. And all my grandchildren are grown.
Oh.
He's the oldest. And yeah. The youngest is 14.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mine's grown. Mine's 35 and 30. And yeah. His oldest one is 35.
35? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So good to have you on my show. We're out of time, and I really enjoyed every word.
Hey, time went so fast.
Yeah, and every moment, and everyone, you have been listening to my guest, Thunderbolt Patterson. Thunderbolt Patterson. And also, this is A Voice of a People with Linda Sims. And till next week, be blessed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For grandson of President Warren G. Harding, Jim Blessing.
And for the first time, I'm very happy to say, doing the first broadcast interview here in Marion, Ohio, on a station named after Warren G. Harding, just a quarter mile from the Harding Memorial, where the president is buried, is Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding, and Nan Britton. Jim, I can't tell you how happy I am that you are joining us today via the airwaves.
Same here. I'm very happy. I thank you very much for this opportunity to get this story out.
What do you want to see happen from this point out? This is now the truth.
It is the truth. And this is what I wanted. My goal is I want to see all the books rewritten. I want everything rewritten. I would like everyone to take back what they said. I want to say no. And that makes sound a little weird, but I just want to throw it in their face. I'm just so tired of these people. And there's still people I read. And Utah and I talked about this the other night, that write stuff and try to pass over this and make it out like it really isn't here. And it's here. Face it, it's here. It's done. And what she said... And I want everyone to know, she wrote the truth. She would never lie. You could offer her any amount of money and she would not tell a lie.
To legendary zoologist from The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and Conan O'Brien, Jim Fowler.
What is something you regret turning down? You say you've had to turn down some things. Is there something you regret turning down?
Well, that's a pretty good question. The most important thing in life is your family. And we have two children, and my goodness, I'm being overwhelmed by my two grandchildren now. But the main thing is your family and how you treat other people and enjoying. You've got to enjoy life. You know, why be here on this planet for a limited amount of time unless you can really enjoy? So we've got to focus on the things that are real and worthwhile. But I would say I should have spent more time with my family. Although now my son Mark is a documentary film producer in California. My daughter Carrie was on a show with me back in the early, about 10 years ago. But she has a couple of children. But I think probably I could have spent some more time. I was traveling a lot, but also the other thing is that I didn't catch on early enough that my mission was to be a spokesperson for the natural world and talk about what's in it for us by saving open space, wildlife, and wilderness.
It's WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Search for us on Facebook by typing in WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address: 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days.